I want, in the message today, I want to minister on a thought of patience. When we first started serving the Lord, we didn't know what all the Lord could do. And I'm glad now that I've walked with him, and now I've served him, I know what he can do. Amen. And that's the reason it's so important to study his word and to know his word and to wait on the Lord. And here, amen, in Psalms chapter 40 and in verse 1, I wait patiently for the Lord. Notice that word, amen, waiting and waiting patiently. And he inclined unto me, amen, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. Blessed is he, that is the man, that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. So we find the setting of the scripture today as that we put our trust in the Lord and that we wait upon the Lord. I've got many avenues in my life that I'm waiting upon the Lord. I have found that I am to occupy of the King's work, of the Lord's work, amen, while I'm waiting. Amen. We're not to be idle and unoccupied, but we are to be occupied in the things of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord tells us, amen, in Isaiah in chapter 40 in verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Notice here in this scripture that this is promised only unto those that wait upon the Lord. Now, if you can understand the story of the eagle, when he reaches a point that his bill is become dull, his feathers has become broken, and his claws have become dull, then the eagle flies off into a place where he can be in seclusion. And I tell you something today, if you get the blessing of God, sometimes you have to put yourself in seclusion to the things of the world. You can't be involved in everything the world's doing. You can't go to every ball game, every car race, and every worldly event in the world and expect to have the fullness of God working in your life. Somebody said, well, is these things sin? A lot of things that is not sin in its singularity become sin when we become possessed with it. Amen? A lot of people wouldn't like me to hear me say this, but there's a crave in America again about motorcycles. And everybody's going out and, you know, getting them a motorcycle. Well, there's nothing wrong with having a motorcycle. But if that becomes a obsession with you, to everything you're doing is based around, amen, going to this rally, going to that rally, going to this, going to that, amen. And all it is involving every hour of free time you got, then it becomes a sin, amen. See, anything today, we can make work. We can take work that's work outside the kingdom of God, and it can become a sin to us, amen. Now, if you're working for the things of God and doing the things of God, amen, that's a different story. But if you get wrapped up in this work, you know, you get wrapped up to the point that, well, I've got to have that overtime, and you miss service after service, you're never in the house of God because you're obsessed with getting overtime and extra work, then it becomes a sin to you. Amen. See, God said he'll have no other God before him. And anything in our life that we become possessed with other than the things of God becomes a sin and a bondage to us and a downfall to us. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. So by the word of God, amen, we understand that the eagle, he isolates himself, amen, and he waits, amen. And God uses this illustration of the eagle to give an illustration of you and I today and what we need to do. So, amen, as this eagle waits, he bashes off his beak, beats out his feathers, amen, and beats off his claws within his own self. And he sits there helpless, and he has to wait. And can you imagine the time it takes to grow a new beak, to grow new claws, and to grow new feathers? But that eagle is feared of all the animals in the universe because his ability to strike, his swiftness, and when he comes down on his prey, he leaves his prey dead in a split second. How is he able to do that? Because he goes through the process of waiting patiently. Now, if we want our ministries to be effective, we've got to wait patiently. If we want our witnessing to be effective, we got to wait patiently. If we want our experience in God to be effective, we've got to wait patiently. Amen. So today I say wait, amen. Wait upon the Lord, amen. And they shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings of eagles, and they shall run and not be worried. We see a lot of worried people this day and time. But you won't have to be worried if you wait on the Lord. And they shall run and they shall not faint. We've seen a lot of people that fainted, amen. Why? Because they weren't willing to wait on the Lord. We're in the right now generation. We're in the generation everything, everybody wants something right now. Amen. But they want what they want. They want it right now. They don't want it tomorrow, next week. They want it online right now. Amen. Everything has to be fast. Amen. Dial up. Amen. Dial up. It's no longer fast enough. Got to have DSL. And then we got to have high-speed DSL. Amen. We got to have it momentarily online right at the snap of the finger. Amen. Well, that's the hour of this generation that we're caught up in. But I'm going to tell you, the things of God will take some patience. The things of God will take some waiting. Amen. And as we look to the word, amen, on the thought of patience, amen, the word tells us, amen, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patience in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Amen. Luke tells us, amen, and this is one of the keys to the message today. Luke tells us in Luke 21 and 19, in your patience possess ye your souls. Amen. I got to say that again. In your patience possess ye your souls. Amen. That's simply knowing that God is going to move, knowing that God is going to come through for us, knowing no matter what we have to go through, no matter what takes place, amen, we know that God is going to move in our behalf, amen. And that is a blessing to know today, to know that no matter what, God is going to come through. We can look at numerous scriptures, amen, that bears out the message and the understanding of what we're talking about today, amen. We can look in the message, amen, and know that God, amen, is a supplier of all of our needs. God has never failed, and God will never fail. That his word is forevermore established, amen, in heaven, amen. And God is not a man that he can lie. So when God tells you that he's going to come through in your behalf, you can know that God is going to come through. Amen. You can know that he is going to move. Now here the psalmist, amen, in Psalm 73. He said in verse 2, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps, amen, had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Here the psalmist had to learn, amen, in this verse, he had to learn the understanding of waiting. He had to understand that these that he looked upon and the prosperity of the wicked, while it looked to be so prosperous, and here he was, and many times we find ourselves in the same position. We find ourselves in the position where it looks like the wicked around us have prevailed. But I tell you, my friend, just hold on to God, because God never fails. Amen. But the psalmist, according to the word of God, then when he come in to the house of God, when he got to the tabernacle of God, he began to hear, amen, the songs of Zion. No doubt the organ, the harp, whatever, amen. Then the Bible tells me that it come clear to him that all the prosperity of the wicked, that's all they have. See, the wicked today, all they have is what they have physically. The hypocrite, all the hypocrite has, it's what they can lay hands on today. The sinner, all they have is what they can lay hands on today. Any pleasure, and the pleasure of sin only lasts for a season. We've got to know that. We've got to know that the pleasure and the joy and what appears to be a big time that the world's having without God is only lasting for a season and then eternal destruction. Then the flames of hell, while the redeemed of the Lord will be gathered to the Lord, and with the Lord so shall we ever be. What a time, what a time, what a feast that's going to be. That's what we're waiting about. We're waiting for the hand of God to move. We're waiting for the message to be cried aloud. We're waiting for the fulfillment of all things. We're waiting for the time of the Gentile to be fulfilled. We're waiting for the hand of God to move. We're waiting for God, amen, to fulfill his word and the message and the power, amen, that he's promised by his word. So then the psalmist said, did it come clear to him? Why, sure, that's all they have. Amen. That's all that they're going to ever receive or get without God. But we're going to live forever in eternity in a city where no more sorrow, pain, sickness, or crying, or no former things, for all of them have passed away. We're going to live with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. In the splendor and the blessings of that fair city. So my friend, just hold on. Just wait patiently. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. God will come through for you. Several years ago, the Lord had me to pen the words to a song. And the song was simply, just in time. Just in time, the mighty hand of God is going to move. You know, Moses had the Red Sea. He did stand. While all the children of Israel, you know the story by the scripture. When the enemy crushed in against them and appeared that they was going to be destroyed, what took place? The mighty hand of God began to move. And the chariots, amen, of the enemy was caught in the midst of the Red Sea while the children of God went walking on dry land. Abraham. I tell you something, amen. God, amen, will prevail for you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace had to go, But they didn't burn that day. They come out not even smelling like smoke. Because just in time, the mighty hand of God moved. And it don't stop there, because Daniel in the lion's den, why, he had to go. But let me tell you something. The lions wasn't hungry that day, because just in time, the mighty hand of God began to move. I've seen the time when my back was to wall. I've learned to know to just to wait upon the Lord. I've seen when the battle raged on every side. I've just learned to know that God said to Jehoshaphat's army, in this battle you won't have to fight. Amen. He said, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's the message I hear. Stand still and see God. Amen. See God move and see God prevail. But it'll take a time of waiting. It'll take a time of patience. It'll take a time of minding God. It'll take a time of climbing the mountain. And a lot of times we have to come up, amen, the rough side of the mountain, amen. We have to come up the hard way. But I wouldn't take nothing. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've seen them go on before me. Howard and Vestal's gone. And they sing that song, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Amen. And I have to declare, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I thank God for my battles. I thank God for all my trials. It was in the midst of the valley that he restored my soul. It was coming up the rough side of the mountain. I learned about this patience. Amen. I learned about waiting and trusting on God. I learned not to make rash decisions, but to stand upon the promises of God, to wait for God to come through. And I found that God would give you grace, for he said, my grace is sufficient. I found when you have to wait that his grace will be sufficient for you. I found that he'll come and minister to you. I find where the man of God, the ravens fed him at Brook Kedron. Amen. And I found that God, amen, God is the same God today. He's no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he'll do for another. But knowing in your patience, possess you your soul. Amen. Romans 12 and 12 said, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation. Amen. Patience in tribulation. Amen. Even though everything around you seems like it's, you know, it seems like it's just a war and a battle, just be patient. Continuing instant in prayer. Amen. That's the key. While in this patience of time of waiting, we're instant in prayer before the Lord. Bible said, you know, be instant in season and out of season. Amen. We are to be in prayer, trusting and knowing the Lord is going to move. Amen. Then the Word of God, amen, goes on to tell us, amen, in Hebrews 10 and 36, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. After you've minded God, after you've come up the rough side of the mountain, after you've been in the fiery furnace, after you've been in the lion's den, after you've been at the Red Sea, after you have been through all these things, he said, then understand. Amen. Oh my, what a rejoicing message to know. Amen. Glory to God. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. James 1 and 14 says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire. Amen. Wanting nothing. Amen. Boy, isn't that a good place to be? Amen. Isn't that a good place to be in the Lord? That you have come to the place that, amen, you're in want for nothing, because the Lord has kept his promise and he has supplied the need. James 5 and 7. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth, amen, for the precious fruits of the earth, and has long patiently for it until he receiveth the early and the latter rain. Amen. My, isn't that powerful today? Amen. As we wait so patiently before the Lord. Amen. Psalms 37 and 7. Rest in the Lord. Amen. Take our rest in this. To know this is a rest to us. Amen. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Amen. They wickedness all around you. Amen. And a lot of those that work wickedness, it appears that they are going to, you know, they just like, it looks like they're outdoing you. It looks like they're out prospering you. But don't get your head turned aside to those things, because you know their end is destruction. But the promises of God is life and peace and victory to those that wait patiently on the Lord. In my years of serving the Lord, I was saved May the 14th, 1959. And I've waited upon the Lord. I've learned to trust the Lord. And I've learned what God can do. When I started walking with him, I didn't know what all he could do. I didn't know how he could move. And I didn't know how he could bless. But here, amen, almost a half a century later, amen, I can know that the Lord is going to come through for me. I can know what he's done for others, he'll do for me. I can know by the authority of God's word that I can stand upon his promises. And just as the children of Israel went walking on dry land, then we can go walking on dry land. Amen. We can watch the prison doors spring open. We can watch the doors of fiery furnaces slung asunder. We can watch the lion's mouths be stayed. We can watch the enemy ambush itself off while we sing the praise of God. For it was in midnight hour that Paul and Silas sang praises to God, and the prison door sprung open. There's enough word this morning. There's enough word this morning to substantiate that those that wait upon the Lord will receive the promises of God and will receive the blessings of God. So my friend, in your battle, if it's a financial situation, wait just a little longer. Wait for God to move. Because I tell you something, he'll come through. He'll do exceedingly above all that we asked or think, according to the power of God that works within us. I'm glad he saved me. I'm glad my name's in the book. I'm glad I have heavenly connections. And I'm glad I know that God can move. He'll move in the midnight hour. He'll move. Amen. In the dawning of a new day, he'll move. For just in time, my God, he'll move. My God will outlast the storm. Amen. And so my friend, today, if your climb is right now on the rough side of the mountain, just keep the faith, because God's promised you victory. If your ministry is struggling, just hang with it. God's promised you victory. My friend, that you just starting out serving the Lord, go ahead and serve Him. And cherish all the things you go through, because they're the making. They're the making. The battles is the making of the victory that'll soon come to your life. And there'll be victory. If you wait on the Lord, if you trust the Lord, you'll renew your strength like the eagle. Amen. And you'll sing that new song, and the ever praises of God will flow out of your lips, and you'll have victory as you go, in the name of our Lord and Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He will be your victory. He'll be your strength. Amen. He'll be your buckler, your high tower. And He, amen, will come through for you. So, my friend, today, wait, trust, and experience the victory that comes in the Lord. Pray with me if you would. Lord, in Jesus' name, for those that hear this message, Lord, let them know they that wait upon the Lord shall be renewed. And let them know within their patience possess their souls. And God, let victory come to those that cry out to you. Let healing come. Let salvation come. Let victory come. Let the mighty hand of God prevail. And God, we'll praise you, we'll magnify you, and we'll glorify your name is the outcome we leave within your hand. And the victory that is you through Jesus Christ today, we claim for all that hear and receive this message in Jesus' name. We're praying and seeking your face. In Jesus' name, may God richly bless you.